You're listening to Tennyson's very own radio show. This is Shine FM.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Shine FM podcast. In this week's edition, what we're going to do is unpack the ordination of Deacon Olic. And we're really sort of going to find out exactly the difference around what Deacon Olic can do now and what Father Olic will do. A little bit later on in the podcast, we're going to discuss with Chloe Shanahan the special occasion itself and what exactly it means, the ceremony and the process. First of all, let's go to the principal of Tennyson Woods College, David Mesnick, and let's discuss what will Father Olic be able to do that Deacon Olic could not do.
Good question, Scott. You would have noticed that Deacon Olic did quite a lot in the parish supporting the parish priest, including liturgies at Tennyson Woods College. But now as priest, he can celebrate the Mass and all the sacraments except for holy orders, which is reserved for the bishop to celebrate. In essence, now Father Olic can do baptisms, confirmation, Eucharist, reconciliation, anointing of the sick, and also matrimony or weddings. So he can now really celebrate God's love for us as a community in a really full way as a supporting priest for Father Peter.
You're tuned into Shine FM.
We are talking to Chloe Shanahan. It's going to be a very significant day for Deacon Olic. Can you explain the process and the ceremony?
Good question, Scott. The celebration is like a normal Mass. The deacons will enter into the cathedral and then take a seat with their family instead of with the other ministers. This is because the family is where their calling has been nurtured and their parents join in making an offering of their sons to the church. The Mass will continue as normal until the Gospel has been read. At this point, there are a number of significant moments. After the Gospel, the Archbishop asks the rector from the seminary in Melbourne to declare Deacon Olic's suitability for priesthood. The congregation will affirm this, and the homily then continues. When the Archbishop has finished, Deacon Olic will then make the promises of the priesthood. To care for his flock with his shepherd, which is the bishop. To proclaim the word of God faithfully and in accordance with the teaching of the church. To reverently celebrate the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and reconciliation, as an act of service to God. To pray for the people who are entrusted to his pastoral care. And to strive to live his life just as Jesus did. Deacon Olic will then kneel before the Archbishop and make a promise of obedience. He will then lay down on the floor of the sanctuary in front of the altar face down, otherwise known as prostrating. This is one of the most significant moments of the ordination ceremony. This represents his laying down his life, words that we hear in John's Gospel. The whole church joins together in praying the Litany of the saints in heaven, from the Blessed Virgin Mary all the way down to us. We pray for Deacon Olic as he is about to be ordained at this stage and that he may continually lay down his life. The first necessary part of the Sacrament of Holy Order is the laying on of the hands. The Archbishop does this in complete silence. This is something that has been traced back through the New Testament and represents the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Archbishop will then hold his hands over Deacon Olic's head and pray the prayer of ordination over him. The Bishop then asks God to join Deacon Olic to the priesthood. Along with the laying on of the hands, it is at this point that Deacon Olic has celebrated the Sacrament of Holy Orders, and he is now officially a priest. The vestments that the priests wear, the stole and the chasuble, are gifted by the parents as a sign of offering. A priest, chosen by Father Olic, will place the stole and chasuble over him. Father Olic's hands are then anointed with holy oil. They are consecrated or made holy for priestly service. Members of the family then bring forward the paten and the chalice for the bread and wine with which he will celebrate the Eucharist with. From this point, we bring all of our offerings to Father Olic so this sacrifice can be offered from his newly consecrated hands. The final significant moment of the ordination ceremony before the Mass continues as normal is the kiss of peace. This is given by the Archbishop first and then all of the other priests present as a sign of peace. This is a sign of welcome as they join the priesthood. The ordination will be live streamed on YouTube with the link available in the college newsletter and on social media at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. We would love for all community members to join in this celebration no matter where you are.
This is Shine FM.